Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 21st day of October 2021. Folks, a little bit of a complicating weather factor today, and it's not much, but nevertheless, a weak cold front is filtering down through North Texas. In fact, we got a little bit more of a north wind even into Austin right now this morning. It's kind of shut off the Gulf, at least temporarily. Folks, that front is going to come south and die a quick death. I think by later this afternoon into tonight, it'll wash out overhead. Now, does it do much? No, the atmosphere is too stable. We'll end up with clouds on and off during the day today. But really, I think just the north and easterly winds will be the only sensible effect we see with the weather. We saw a little patchy fog in some areas this morning, just a sign of the low-level moisture return. By tonight and tomorrow, guess what? With the front washing out, the southerly winds return, particularly during the day tomorrow with daytime heat, and we'll get back to a south-to-southeasterly wind. And not only that, but temperatures also rebound going into the weekend, late night and early morning low clouds. I've mentioned all along, too, that those late night and early morning low clouds could about at any time produce maybe a sprinkle here or there. But I'm just not looking for much in the way of rainfall, at least into the early part of next week. Our next big weather change comes About late Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Upper level winds shift more from the northwest. We have a trough or a line of low pressure in the upper levels passing to the north of us through the Plain States. Folks, what that does is gives an extra push at the surface for a cold front to move out of the Rockies into Texas by next Tuesday night and Wednesday. I see clouds picking up Tuesday night. We could see a sprinkle of rain and maybe a rain shower after midnight, and then scattered showers and maybe a few thunderstorms around first thing on Wednesday morning, next Wednesday morning, but certainly before 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning as I'm seeing it from here. And with that, the cold front goes through. High pressure looks like it builds in. By Thursday morning, that front is forecast to be all the way down to Brownsville and all the way over to New Orleans. So high pressure building in from the Rockies will overtake Texas with cooler temperatures and a little bit drier weather as well as we wrap up the latter part of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this 21st day of October 2021. On this Thursday, I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website and my audio weather thoughts again on Friday morning. Have yourself a good day.